Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. On this episode's Thoughtful Thursday, I want to talk about a post on LinkedIn that I saw from David Smidra. He is a former Googler and former Twitterer that posted something about the it's in the context of a lot of the layoffs that are happening right now, but he's posted something specifically that I wanted to call out because I think it's incredibly important, and I think a lot of people haven't really considered this when it comes to the importance of a great company culture. He talks about, you know, what to do if you're part of one of these, you know, kind of massive layoffs a lot of these organizations are doing. And one of the things that he talks about is he says that you will realize that relationships and team culture are the lasting legacies of a great job. When the job is gone, you can still have those relationships and those and the experience of having worked in a strong team culture. And it got me thinking, well, what if you don't? Like, what if you don't have the experience of working in a strong team culture? Because there are definitely some companies and some teams have a stronger team culture than others. Mm-hmm. And what that got me thinking of is this idea that, you know, why do you work for a job? If you are part of a company that is going through a massive layoff right now, and you're one of 1,000 people who just lost their job, if all you got from that job was the paycheck, you did the work, they gave you the paycheck, and that was it, then that's a very transactional way of going through your day, and you didn't really kind of tip the scales in your favor at all. But if you can leave a job, even if it's not something you wanted to do to begin with, and you can look on the strong team culture that you had, what that translates to me is network. Like, who is in your network? How have you grown relationships during the course of the time that you were there in a way that makes you more prepared to find whatever the next thing is? And if you leave an organization after a year or 2 years or 10 years or 16 years, whatever it is, and you don't have that, then how much of that is on you as a person? Like, if you didn't take the time to kind of cultivate those relationships, but B, if you're a leader and you don't have a strong team culture, a strong network amongst the people on your team, then what are you doing for your people from a long-term kind of set them up for success standpoint, as opposed to just, you know, having them do kind of individual siloed work? I think this matters so much, because so much about life and about your success in life is the rooms you happen to find yourself in. Like, who do you rub shoulders with, so to speak? Who's in your network? It's just so important.
Yeah, no, I obviously wrote about this a couple of weeks ago for our newsletter, and just the importance of building network and having connections with people. And to your point, that I think there are definitely certain industries and certain jobs where maybe because of the way that the work is done, there's not a whole lot of space for that element of truly like bringing teams together to bring like bigger picture culture and environment and teamwork and connection. I think pretty much in all jobs, most people will find people that they like to spend time with, or that they like that person more than that person, or they align more with that person versus that person. And you will get relationships maybe out of work, where, you know, they will carry over into personal life and friendships and networking. And I see both sides of this. I see this where this happens, and I've seen it in my career where like the job is the reason why there's a connection. And then when one person or both people leave that job, they really don't talk or connect anymore ever, right? It's very much like a very surface type of connection. And then there are other jobs and teams that I've been on, like I can imagine you and me, right? Like where you create friendships and networks over decades, where even if you don't talk every day or every month or even maybe every year, it's simply like the numbers don't change. You can message somebody, they'll message you right back. Hey, it's great to hear from you. Like, what's going on? You know, like there are those moments in times and teams that I've worked with where those relationships are very, very strong. And those networks have worked out tremendously for both sides of it, for things that people have reached out to me about, whether it's help or potentially jobs or advice or something I'm doing on the side, and vice versa. I have reached out to them and said, hey, there's something I got going on, you know, can I get your advice on this? And they've been extremely helpful. So to your point, like, I think that's something that anybody, from an employment standpoint, you really should be looking at around, like, besides the paycheck, besides the job, besides the experience, how am I positioning myself to build a larger network in relationships that can be helpful, you know, into the future? And I think that, you know, sometimes it's again, if you align with people and you become like friends, then obviously, like, there's also a personal element of it that would be cool. But there's definitely a professional element here that I highly suggest. And then from a leadership standpoint, if you don't see that happening, if you don't see these connections happening, then that might be something you want to focus on and take a look at. Because in a lot of jobs and industries, there are ways for you to create that space. But I think it's going to be important. I think it's going to be really important to have that space, because I think that is what will keep people together and around and working hard for one another and for the team.
Yeah, I agree. This is a chicken and egg kind of thing, meaning there are times when I can say that the job was the jumping off point for the relationship. And there are other times in my life where the relationship was the jumping off point for the job. And if you have examples of both, then that means that this is working well for you. This means that if you can say that part of the reason that you have either your current job or you've had a job in the past that started out because you had a relationship with a person, either from a previous life, you know, a previous job, previous industry, whatever it is, or if you can say that you have a relationship now with somebody that you didn't know before you started your current job, it's a both thing. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is I want to know about a time when you got either a promotion or a job offer or an opportunity or something that you would not have had you not already known a person that you had made as part of your network in the past. And so I want to ask you that, but first I want to give it up a word for one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, I want to know about a relationship that you made in the past, not because you thought it would pay off in the future, but because you had similar values and you did good work together and the relationship happened because of the job, but then that relationship then became the jumping off point for an opportunity for you in the future.
One of the ones that really stood out to me was a friend to this day that I met, and it was like, I'm talking a 2-week window of, I had started at a job, and literally within 2 weeks, he was leaving that job. So we may have spent a couple of days together just talking, just chatting, as I'm a new employee and he's there. And we start talking about stuff. And we just had this passion for music and recording and what we did and the work that we wanted to do. And so literally, I remember, like, I was there and it was his last day. And he goes, hey, by the way, like today's my last day, like I'm quitting. And I was like, oh, like, okay.
You know, he's like, stand the culture anymore there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of here. Right. And it's because of you, you know, yeah. you're a bad person. No, it was just like, he had been there a while. I had just gotten there. It was, you know, kind of like crossing ships. And he was like, but hey man, like, get my number. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can kind of talk about some of the music stuff that we were talking about. And so we did, we exchanged numbers. And, even after he left, we talked, we started to work on some things together. And we became really close friends. We ended up opening the recording studio together and doing a bunch of music. And like to this day, you know, we stay in touch. And he's been out to Florida to see me and the family. I've been out to California. When I'm out there, I always make sure I get time to see him. And it was just one of those things that it was just a working relationship. It was about something that we both had passion for, but because as we got to know each other more, we became really, really aligned and we became really great friends, and it was cool. And we've done some amazing things from a music standpoint over the years that I value quite a bit and would never have been able to have been done had I not met him and had we not shared the same passion and were willing to, you know, fund and risk and create together under an element of the same value structure. So really grateful for that. But there are tons of those for me that I can think of off the top, and I appreciate it. And I highly suggest that to everyone to really think about, you know, just treating people right, treating people with respect, aligning people that align with you from a value standpoint, and you never know what will happen.
Right. So I want to ask you this then. You know, he said, you know, get my number. And then what was the next thing that happened? Like, how long after he said that was the first time? Like, did he call you or did you call him? And how long after he left was that? Like, was that 3 hours or was it 3 years?
I mean, dude, this is 20 years ago, but I would probably say like within a week.
And what was that about? Like you called him?
I just called him and I was like, hey man, like, you know, I want to catch up with you. Like, do you want to grab, you know, grab some lunch or something or go hang out and like whatever.
Did you have a specific project in mind or was it just to catch up?
Just to catch up. Like literally just to like continue the conversation that we were having about music. And that was it.
That's the point. That's exactly what I want to bring up. And I'm glad it worked out that way because it strengthens my point here, which is that how many times, and I picture this happening, you said, when you get told that story and you said, hey, get my number, you know, hey, get my, how many times has that happened where someone gets the number and they write it down and then nothing ever happens again? And then the first time that it maybe needs to happen is 2 years later, 3 years later. And now it's like, ooh, there's a professional need here. Potentially let me reach out to this person. And it's like, it might be too late then. Like then the relationship is built on the transaction. Like, oh, what can you do for me? I value this relationship and this culture that we kind of had together. And so that's what it comes down to. You have to put the work in to have the relationship be there. If the organization is not set up in a way where that's strong, where if you're not surrounded by people who you have similar values with, similar interests with, then get out. Go find yourself a place where you do have similar values and similar interests. But once you're there, those people will still stay transactional to you when you leave if you don't make the effort. If you don't actually start the relationship, you have to transition it from the working relationship to one that exists outside of work. That can't happen until one of you does that. And if you find value in that person, then do it. Don't do it for the potential future business relationship. Do it because you have similar values and similar interests. The bigger and stronger you can make that network, the more likely it is that you'll have people that will fall into place for those things as opportunities come up. But that's not the reason to do it. It's just such an important part of why we go to work. Again, make sure that your job is not just the transaction of you get the work done, they give you the paycheck. What are you getting out of it besides that? And the network and the relationship is exactly the most important thing to focus on.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.